behind the scenes of exciting radio. This is another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day Contact program. Contact. That's what we have, Richie. We have contact.
Contact.
With the minds of millions of people. It's an awesome responsibility, but we're capable of pulling it off, as it were. One of our supporters, Russ Snyder, who is the operations guy at our station in Tiffin, WTTF, and that was it last hour or the hour before, at some point earlier this morning anyway, we were talking, as often Richie and I do, about what's going to happen, and we're setting things up, and sometimes it just spills over into what we do on the air. What we're doing off the air becomes part of what we're doing on the air. So Russ was all worried that we were on the air spilling secrets.
we have such secrets,
right,
oh boy.
Like the government. Right?
We don't want anybody. In such a rush to get back on that sometimes I will put him on while the commercial's still on, and this time I was teasing him a little bit.
You know what? Man cow's listening to the replay. He has to hear what we're doing.
That's right.
So all the radio people think, open mic. What's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen in this hour of the Good Day program is Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to join us. He's found the origins of phrases that we use that have a basis in food. We are talking about food. Chef Louis is an expert chef. He's a Quinizonarder. How's that? Quinizonarder?
A what?
That sound good? He's a Quinizonarder.
A Quinizonarder.
He's a Quinizonarder.
Yeah, like a food prep machine?
Yeah.
Quinizonarder. Yeah, well, he's a food prep person. Yeah. All right, so he's going to join us in a moment with phrases, the origin of phrases like cut the mustard. That should be more than exciting. Folks, on the edge of your seat, I know you're going to stay there. Stay tuned. Chef Louis joins us in a minute here on Good Day.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guarantee.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We're gonna get some food in the house tonight.
in focus here on Good Day. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, who, when he first met me, said, "I'm Chef Louis, and you're not." And it's been all uphill since then, Richie. Rich said that to me, too. "I'm Rich McFadden, and you're not." Jennifer said, "I'm
Chevy
Jennifer
Chase,
Horn.
And you're not."
You're not. Roberta Fasanelli, not so much. We're impressed with her presentation. Actually, Roberta's a very good cook. Jennifer's a good cook. Richie's a good cook. So we like having these conversations. Now, here's something that's pretty basic and kind of fun when you get right down to it. I teased this, Chef Louis, talking about phrases that we use often that have a food connection. So what's the origin of cut the mustard?
Okay, well, cut the mustard, you know, there's two explanations I found for it. One of them I think is a little silly. They just merely say that if you're up to the job or up to par, calling it cut the mustard, they say, you know, how difficult it is to cut mustard, no matter what kind of knife you have. And I kind of poo-pooed that one. I said, nope. And I looked a little deeper, Doug.
Now, Claire, wait really a minute. Hold on just a second, please. You poo-pooed it?
Yes, I poo-pooed it.
So are we talking about cut the mustard or cut the cheese?
I'll cut the mustard.
Okay.
Poo-poo. Where it really comes out.
Gray poupon is the reference to mustard.
Where it really points to is old English Navy, when they would have muster in the morning, and they had to see if anybody was up to par as far as the way they were dressed, the way they saluted, the way they stood, and if they were up to muster.
Well, how did it get stolen and be thought of as mustard? It was just something over the years.
Just a little twist.
So it has nothing to do with the mustard, in fact.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, how about when someone's worth their weight in salt or worth their salt?
Worth your salt, yeah.
Okay. Goes back to the old Roman times when the soldiers were actually paid in salt.
Ah!
And the word for salt in Latin is salarium, which is a root to today's word for salary. So what a combination that one became.
I'm going to start paying people in salt and see if it works.
But what kind of salt was probably the most expensive commodity you can get.
Right.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, very difficult commodity.
Okay. How about the greatest thing since sliced bread?
Since sliced bread.
Yes, we use that a lot. Oh, that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But you know what? It wasn't until 1928 that they invented how to cut bread. And if anybody makes a lot of bread at home, like I do, if you don't have a die to hold it, you know, after the first couple of slices, you end up with all different size slices. They're all mashed. So it really was exciting when sliced bread came out. Now, the funny thing is, it was invented by the people at Wonder Bread.
Really?
I'm wondering if they say nowadays if bankruptcy is the greatest thing since sliced bread because it's owned by Hostess.
Right. They've all gone bankrupt this week. Yes. This is clever. Chef Louis DeAngelis is helping us understand the origin of phrases that have their basis in some food connection or connotation. All right, what's next?
Okay, next. This is a great one. We always talk about food being bread or dough. And that came out from the early 1900s because to be able to make a living is putting bread on the table. And it just became an instant interchangeable word, bread and dough.
And dough. Oh, that's very clever. Yeah. I was wondering when you first said that where you're going with it, but that really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
These all, I'm not sure that we were expecting whether these are amusing or not is one thing, but what we were really expecting, this really is the story of where these words and phrases came from.
Yeah, it's kind of odd where some of them are really wild. Like, how about the old expression, pie in the sky?
Yeah.
You know, we look at that as something as, oh, it's a pie in the sky idea. It's ridiculous. You know, but where that really came from was back in the early 1900s, the International Workers Union, when they started to try, when they were out getting union members, they had this little red book that they distributed. It was a little pamphlet. And they knew that they had a tough time on their hands because the different unions were all going to, you know, a very diverse group of people. So in order to tie them all together and give something that they could all relate to, they would put a parody of a song in the inside flap of their book. Now, the union workers were called Wobblies. And this goes back, I guess, 1905. And the song that they liked to parody all the time was the Sweet By and By by the Salvation Army song, okay? And the last sentence of that song, instead of saying the Sweet By and By, they wrote in, it's time for a pie in the sky when you die, meaning that it would be ridiculous to think that there's anything better than being on Earth.
Huh.
And that's where it came from.
All right.
And oddball. Very odd. How about a hill of beans?
How about a hill of beans?
Well,
not worth a hill of beans. Rich McFadden isn't worth a hill of beans.
I'm worth a mountain of beans.
Well, Doug, you plant beans, don't you?
I do, in fact.
All right. When you plant them, you put them in little mounds.
Four seeds in a little in a hill. We call them a hill.
Yeah, little hills, little mounds, and they're very small when they first start off, and that's where that comes from. It's almost negligible, the size of the hill, the mound, so it doesn't amount to
But then they amount to, yeah, but when they've grown up, they do amount to something.
Well, now they're something, yeah.
Yeah, but in the beginning, they are not worth a hill of beans.
And by the time they grow, the hill is flattened out anyway, so there's no longer a hill of beans.
Right.
Right. How about egg on your face?
Having egg on your face has happened.
Goes back to the old days. Now, vaudeville in this country, the fall guy always got a pie in his face.
Right.
But in the old Victorian days, the fall guy, they would crack eggs on his head. And that would for embarrassment.
Really?
And that was where he got egg on his face.
So amazing how these things stick, isn't it? Pardon the pun again. How this stuff really does, for not necessarily anything other than silly reasons, it just what comes around and sticks as part of... You wonder if when actually people are translating the English to another language, you don't get the nuance of it.
Right.
Never translates like that.
Oh, that's amazing. How about cool as a cucumber?
Very good. I like that.
Cool as a cucumber came because cucumbers have an extraordinary amount of water in them.
Yes.
The content is very high.
Yeah.
So that keeps the plant cool. But, you know, when you look a little deeper into it, it's no different content than lettuce. Okay, lettuce has the same amount, 94% amount of moisture. But it's just for the sake of, I guess it's called onomatopoeia, when you have letters that sound the same in a phrase.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool as a cucumber came out, much rolls off your tongue better than cool as a head of lettuce.
Lettuce, right.
Right.
That doesn't work. Now, cucumbers and summer squash and a lot of things, actually, that are from that family are basically water.
Right.
But yet they're flavorful, and you cook up some zucchini, summer squash, that kind of stuff. There's nothing better than a fresh, crisp cucumber with tomato and a little mozzarella cheese, onions chopped up.
Oh,
that's very good. That's great stuff.
Now, here's one for Doug.
What's that? One more.
Okay. Let me see. There's a couple left. Let me see which one will be good. We're going to give one for you, Doug. Cream of the crop.
Oh, thank you. Right.
You are the cream of the crop, and you could probably... I relate to this much better than anybody. The crop being milk.
Yeah.
And the cream rises to the top.
Yeah, cream of the crop. All right, give us the one other one. There's one more to make all of the even dozen instead of a baker's dozen.
Okay, you ready? Top banana.
Top
banana and second banana. Goes to vaudeville days. A comedian, Frank Leibowitz, who used bananas in his act.
Really?
Yeah. 1911, he was the top banana, and his partner was his second banana. That's where they came from, but it's stuck. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Little off-Broadway vaudeville guy, and it's stuck to this.
There's a story floating around this week about how bad bananas are for you because there's so much sugar in them. A lot of potassium in them, and there's a lot of fiber in them. All right, so there's the story, the origin of many phrases that have food as a basis. Pretty instructive and helpful and entertaining as well. Chef Louis DeAngelis here with us on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No. When you are fully ripe.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1-3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
List. It's Friday the 13th. We all know what a great day that is. The combination of those numbers equal to one. Good time to begin something or end something. So it's actually a good time for you to begin your life. If you were born 74 years ago, you had that in common with William B. Davis, who was the cigarette-smoking man.
I have the goosebumps just thinking about him and that music. Oh,
everybody,
my
can you see this guy's face, everybody knows where he comes from. Everybody knows.
He was creepy.
This was kind of like Terry O'Quinn got the job on Lost. There's a guy who's been working in the trenches for his entire career, and everybody knew his face, but nobody knew his name. And then he gets lost, and now he's a big star. Same with Davis. Everybody knew who this guy was after The X-Files, even though he'd been around for 50 years, acting in everything that you could possibly imagine. So it's an interesting story. And here's another one of these people. Bud on Father Knows Best.
Bud.
His name is Billy Gray. He also 74 today.
Hey, Bud. What's your problem?
He didn't really do, he didn't go anywhere after.
Nah.
He was Bud, and that was it. Pretty much, but people remember him, so we'll honor him on his birthday. Yep. Richard Mall, born this date 1943. Why was he well known?
Bull. Night Court.
On Night Court, correct. 69. He was also in The Flintstones and The Sword and The Sorcerer. He's been around in some other stuff, Hard Country.
Always big goofball-y kind of guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, always got the look.
Right, he sure does. Right? And another one who shaves his head, Richard.
Yes, that's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to Trevor Rabin, guitarist for the group Yes, and among their big hits, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Let's see, what else have they made? I'm trying to remember some of the other things. I can't remember. I ought to, because they were around when I was playing music, but I don't remember. All right, so at least we give the guy some credit. Up next is Malcolm Foster, bass player for the Pretenders.
Back on the chain.
Why not?
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Mike Tyson's birthday is today.
Mike Tyson, really?
Kevin Anderson, the actor. Rising Sun, he was in Hoffa. Another of these character actors. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus's birthday. Elaine on Seinfeld. She started with a gang on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
I was in Hannah and Her Sisters, movie from... what's his face? Woody Allen.
And National Vacation.
Yep, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
She was the neighbor.
Yep.
Hey, Griswold, where do you think you're going to put that tree?
She never had to work a day in her life. She's a trust fund baby.
It's
worth millions and millions and millions, but decided she didn't want to live on those millions. Wanted to make it as an actress,
make
and so she has. Yep.
This
51, born this day in 1961.
Hello, boyfriend.
Trace Atkins. Guy with big boots, is that right?
Oh, big boots, a big boy, 6'5".
Wow.
Maybe 6'6".
That's your kind of man, isn't it?
My God.
You're so shallow.
Yeah, okay, BB.
All right, Penelope Ann Miller's birthday. When did we have her on this program?
A month ago.
Yeah. So happy birthday to her. Started out as a character in Kindergarten Cop. Remember that movie?
Yep.
Born this day, 1964. Here's another one that you love, Jennifer. Patrick Dempsey. Dreamy, is that what his name is?
McDreamy.
Yeah. Also, about his real name is Dr. Shepherd, Derek Shepherd.
Yes.
On Grey's Anatomy. That show's still on, isn't it?
Yeah, and the creator said that it's got another 10 seasons in it.
Really?
Yeah, now, which would make it huge.
He doesn't seem to be attracted to movies. He's been in some movies, but he seems to like just being in
this. He's done a few movies in the last.
Can't Buy Me Love was my favorite.
Right. Came from Maine.
That is great.
Remember the town not
remember
far
all those
from
teen
where
movies that he did?
Yeah.
That's the one. Can't Buy Me Love. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's from a little town in northern Maine. Tracy Bingham's birthday is today.
Baywatch, right?
From Baywatch, right? And Orlando Bloom, probably best known for being in Lord of the Rings and wasn't he
Pirates.
In Pirates?
Yeah.
Armity.
Some of our birthday celebrants. Today is a good day. It's always a good day. 28 after the hour.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI. January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The world is moving, and you need to move with it. We're with the grain, not against the grain. And speaking of grains, we are talking about food here. Chef Louis DeAngelis, one of our food experts. We have several people who are a really important part of this program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is another person who is here to oftentimes fill your mind with colors and flavors, and food with colors and flavors. Some of the things that are natural, obviously, when you think of oranges, there's been a lot of news about oranges this week, Louis, and how the stuff is being imported. You probably have a point on this because you're in Florida, and the Florida growers are all upset because people are saying your orange juice is terrible. And in fact, it's not. The fungicide stuff has been a problem with the orange juice that comes from Brazil and I think Mexico, among other places, right?
Mostly Brazil. Yeah. That's where Tropicana brings, you know, Tropicana orange juice, for example, does not have any American oranges in its juice.
No. Richie made a point earlier. Rich McFadden is here along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli joining us for a conversation about food. And Rich said that the he went to the grocery store this week.
I spent about 10 minutes in the orange juice section yesterday, Louis, checking out where each orange juice comes from. And there were two or three, and actually I was in a Harris Teeter, and the Harris Teeter name brands were Florida orange juices.
Right.
And then there was one called, what was the river? What's the river down there where the oranges?
Indian River.
That was the Florida. And then there was another one. I can't remember the name. But all of the national brands, Brazil.
Yeah.
Right. Nature's right. Best is the big co-op that sells to Harris Teeter. And the thing is, you know, in this country, we use copper, a very light derived 5% copper for the fungicide, because you do get a fungus on the tree itself, and it looks like big mushrooms growing on the bough of the tree, and it makes your oranges turn black, okay, and it keeps them from scrubbing.
Yum.
There's nothing wrong with the orange, but in South America, I mean, they just douse this stuff.
Right.
This
stuff.
That was the big shocking thing for me, is to find out that they actually spray the fungicide on the oranges to keep it from getting moldy.
Yeah.
Well,
and
one
black
of the
mold that they get.
This is one of the places in the world where they still use crop dusters, and the planes are right on top of the. They fly right over 100 feet over the trees. A helicopter sometimes, but they just, as you suggested, they just drench the trees because there's no there. And in Chile and other countries, and Brazil's a pretty progressive country, but they don't have the same kind of standards. So here we are. We grow our oranges here and sell the orange juice overseas, and we buy orange juice from other countries that's substandard and sell it to us. That's really smart, really good. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, we ran into that a couple of years back here. You know, the big export was white grapefruit to Japan.
Yeah.
Japan could not get enough white grapefruit. In this country, only thing that sold was pink grapefruit.
Yeah, so we didn't have any white. We were selling all the Chinese.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, the you know, they were on the cusp of what to do here. With, should we grow pink grapefruit or white grapefruit? And naturally, they picked the wrong ones every year.
Perfect.
So we ended up with no grapefruit crop.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here, a kitchen favorite in his neighborhood. The work that Louis does in trying to rebuild restaurants has become legion story, legends, in fact, around Louis in the southeastern part of our country. Saves restaurants, knows lots and lots about food, things you get in the restaurant, things you buy for your home, that sort of thing. So we're here working with him. If we have time, we'll have an episode of Eat This Instead. But first, the approach to saving money that you use at the supermarket. If Phil Lippert were here, he'd be helping you, because this is right up his alley, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yep.
I've been full of puns.
You know, and I have to thank you for this.
Really?
Something new that, you know, a while back you had brought up to all of us one day, you know, what are some of the things that we cook and why? Was it something that your grandmother taught you? Was it a family tradition? And, you know, you piqued my interest in that so much, and I have a flood of memories of going to the produce store with my grandmother, and she would go 3-4 times a day. I mean, a week. I mean, every day was fresh produce.
Right.
And we're there on a Monday, Doug, and you'd love this. The guy says to her, Sam comes out, and he says, I've got these beautiful bananas. Back then, they were probably 10 cents a pound, and they were all green. And she looks, and she says, you know, why would I buy something today that I can't eat today? Mm-hmm. You know, he said, well, you put them on the windowsill, they'll be good by the end of the week. She says, well, I'll come back the end of the week and buy them. And by the time she came back on Friday, there was a pile of brand new green ones, but then there was a pile that were turning. They were very yellow, getting ready to turn black. But the thing was, they were marked down to half price.
Ah.
And she says, you know what? These are the ones. I'm going to buy these today because I can eat them today. Mm-hmm. And boy, did we buy them and go home and make banana and up bread and everything else to put in the freezer. So we thought about, I thought about this. I said, you know, it was a cute story, and I remember that like it was yesterday. But what you had brought up was, I look in a supermarket, and I'm one of those kind of persons that at the end of the day, I always stop at the supermarket.
Right.
I always do. And if you look at a supermarket, the racetrack that they call it, the outer walls, the big walk around, you know, is where all of the refrigerator items are, because that's where the electric plugs are on the outside walls.
Right.
And these are the items that you can score on. This is how you save money. I mean, if you look at asparagus this week at my store that I go to, you know, I had asked the produce manager, when does your produce come in? And it always comes in on Tuesday at that store. So by Sunday, Monday, when you look at what was $2.49 a pound for asparagus, there's always some cello-wrapped ones that they got to make room. They want to get rid of them because they've been there a week. They will find for 99 cents. And
wow.
The closer to the middle
that's
of the
dramatic.
Grocery store, the closer to the middle aisles you go, that's the higher markup items. You know, because you can go buy 8 ounces of asparagus in a can for $3. But the expiration date might be years. So they don't care. If they don't sell it today, I'll sell it tomorrow and make my 150% markup. So if you go for fresh, even though we're in supermarkets, instead of going to farmers markets, if you go for the fresh stuff, the meats, those all have expiration dates that are within days, not years. Okay? And something else that's happened that I've noticed this week, too, you know, this is the month that it's a beef month, okay? Since November, all the holidays, they push fowl, like turkey, and pork, and they don't push beef. So now January is a beef month, and you find the beef prices, a lot of great deals on beef. Everything is cyclical in a grocery store, and it's amazing. And if you look at one more item that really got me, every store is now selling fried chicken. They do it to make it
right.
Smell good. And make
yeah,
it
the store smells good, and they have other things around it, mashed potatoes and beans and things. You can buy it all and put it together. Yes, that's right.
And the big thing now is rotisserie chickens because they're healthier than fried. Mm-hmm. Well, if you look in the aisle with chickens, okay, fresh chicken, right, you can't find one for $7. They're all $8, $9 for whole chickens. Chicken prices are just out of this world. It's $2.59 to $2.99 a pound. But yeah, you go to the deli, and you can buy a rotisserie chicken for $6.99. If you buy it after 4 o'clock, it's $4.99 because they want to push out the expired chickens. Mm-hmm. Now these are great deals.
All those chickens. I got news for you, Louis. They're all expired.
Oh yeah, there they are. But they're all little 2.5 pound chickens. You know that you can buy them already rotisserie. Now I'm not big on buying prepared foods, but you take this chicken home and you can take some of the meat and make chicken salad. You can have a great leg and thigh dinner. But the carcass is what gets me. The rest of it, you put in a pot, some onions, some carrots, and some celery, and cook it down, And roasted chicken stock is better than throwing a raw chicken in there to make your chicken stock. I mean, it's fabulous to make gravies out of later, to make soup out of. And you're buying it for a couple of dollars less than you're buying the raw chicken for. So you do run into deals on certain items right now.
All right. Deals, and more deals. So that's important. It's also important to understand what the supermarket is there for. They're there to make money. They're not there to serve you. I was talking to a fellow at one of the clinics that I'm going to while I'm here in California, an Ethiopian by birth, and he and I were talking about the difference in living in America to living in Ethiopia. And we got talking about men, especially in America, and how overweight they are. And I started thinking, and he said it before I was thinking it, how many fat people do you see from Africa? Zero. None. Africans do not have refrigeration, so they have to find the food that they eat fresh every day.
Yes.
There's no electricity, no refrigerators. You can go across what is the Horn of Africa, and unless you're in a very expensive hotel or in a very ritzy part, the average person, the average family, the average home has no refrigeration, no electricity, no lights, nothing. So these people look the way they do and live longer. I mean, look at the people that win the marathons. They're all Ethiopians.
Yeah.
Why is it that these people are shaped like this? Because the food is fresh every day that they eat. There's no preservatives. They don't have a way of storing it. So you eat what's available, and it's something different and something fresh every day. What a lesson we learn from that experience, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, and it's mostly a vegetarian diet that they live.
Yeah,
through.
Absolutely. Yeah, they don't eat meat. They don't chase. They become somebody's dinner once in a while, but they don't chase those animals around to eat them, for sure. So,
and you know what else? You know, you're saying, you know, when we go to a country like Ethiopia, they have the outdoor markets. Mm-hmm. And they have places where they buy nothing but produce. There's some place where they buy nothing but meat, or some place where they buy something else. Our supermarkets mimic that. All right, we have a meat market within the supermarket. We have a produce department within a supermarket. We have a dairy department. And so it takes all of the single stand stores and put it all under one roof. But if you work it right, every one of these different divisions within a supermarket has a manager, a produce manager, meat market manager, dairy case manager, and they're judged individually on how good a job they do by the profitability of each one of these little stores, if you will.
Yeah, right.
So if you work it to your advantage and look for expiration dates, something coming, know what's in the season, what's going to be a lot of in a store, what they're going to have an abundance of, you can save money by buying right even in a supermarket.
In a moment, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us. We'll have you understand the value of a particular food, and if it doesn't have value, what do you eat instead? Eat this instead, coming up here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket, and I'm a lefty. But this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better.
Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last. In-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, Chef Louis DeAngelis here with something that is, you can find this on the internet in a couple of different places. It really is it's a good exercise in you understanding what you ought to eat versus what you want to eat. This is for restaurants. This is for the supermarket. Eat this, not that. All right, so give us a couple of, I think there are a number of books out along these lines. This is something that we ought to, all of us, keep in mind, especially this time of year when we're all trying to lose weight, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? A lot of people think in opposite terms. They think winter is the time that you gain weight and summer is easier to lose, and it's just the opposite. Winter is a great time to lose weight because your body's spending so much of its energy and caloric count to keep you warm. So you're already on the fast track of losing weight. So if you get on a good diet right now and start getting your habits right, by the time summer comes around, you're in great shape.
All right, so give us an example of something that someone might be attracted to and a better alternative is available.
Well, one of the things right now that I look at is in the winter, you know, we look for comfort food, Doug. And a lot of these comfort foods, holy crow, the calorie counts on these are tremendous. Yeah. You know, as soon as you start piling on mashed potatoes, gravy, pork chops or stews, any of that, you're really adding calories heavy to your diet.
Right.
And instead, this time of year, let's look at all of the great winter vegetables that you have. You know, and fill yourself up with a nice ratatouille of all of the winter squashes and eggplants that you can chop up, roast them real good, throw some garlic in there, some olive oil, and just really fill yourself up on the great winter vegetables crops that you have.
All right, so there's an idea, and there are plenty. I mean, you can look around and find, as I said, this stuff exists on different websites. And some of the supermarkets will give you suggestions to stimulate you as well. All right, thanks to Chef Louis DeAngelis, who appears with us regularly on the Good Day program. 51 minutes past the hour now on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That video of the Marines and the Taliban bodies, what to make of it and what kind of impact will it have? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. By now, you've probably heard about this and quite possibly even seen the still photos. Four U.S. Marines in a posted video seen relieving themselves on dead Taliban bodies. A U.S. Marine Corps official is saying that two of the four Marines who are seen in that video have been identified. The official says the two still belong to the 3rd Battalion, 2nd Marines, which is based at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. That particular unit had served in Afghanistan's Helmand Province from last March until last September. The Marine Corps official added the U.S. Marines do believe this video is authentic. The prime concern among military officials now is the video's potential for putting soldiers at increased risk in Afghanistan and elsewhere. Timothy Kudo is a Marine Corps captain. He describes his reaction when he saw this disturbing video.
I'm absolutely disgusted by this, both as a Marine and as an American, but I'll say that this is not widespread. This is the acts of a few individuals who have acted in complete opposition to every single thing that the Marine Corps and that America stands for.
Captain Kudo emphasized he does not believe this type of behavior seen in the video is widespread.
I think it's very likely that this is an isolated incident by a few Marines acting completely outside normal channels and basically going rogue.
Captain Kudo added that combat veterans know better than anyone else that there are certain lines of right and wrong not to be crossed in war, and quite clearly, a line was crossed here. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Teddy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort, voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine. Visit Smugs.com today. New snow to the eastern mountains making a big difference leading into a holiday weekend, just what Jan found in New Hampshire at Gunstock.
A bona fide powder day here at Gunstock. I don't know, maybe 7-8 inches every single turn. It's that creamy, fresh powder. Winds picked up a little bit at the top. My favorite turns were really off the triple, short steeps, but just beautiful. Beautiful snow. It feels like winter out here at Gunstock. I'm Jan Elliott.
In the Adirondacks, Whiteface scoring fresh snow. They have over 50 runs for some patch powder into the weekend. Jack Frost to the Poconos at 14 trails. While at Hidden Valley in Pennsylvania, 15 runs at 70% of the mountain open. Heading to the Western Mountains, China Peak ready to go with some top-to-bottom runs. 9 trails for the total at China Peak. Schweitzer in Idaho, some fresh snow in the last couple of days. They have almost 3,000 acres open. Learn more at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the market yesterday. The Dow up 22 points, closing at 12,471. S&P up 3, NASDAQ tacking on 14. Crude oil prices down $1.77 a barrel and settling at under $100 for the first time in a while, $99.10. Here's a sound that'll be heard across many parts of the Midwest today. Spinning tires, a slow morning commute expected with as much as 8 inches of snow blanketing the Chicago area, all part of a huge weather system barreling across the Great Lakes. High winds and snow already forcing hundreds of flights to be canceled out of O'Hare and Midway airports in Chicago, and the problems having a ripple effect on travel from coast to coast and overseas. Speaking of air travel, we're going to be dealing with higher fares and new charges. Online tracking company FareCompare.com says rival carriers have started to match an increase that Delta announced this week. Delta confirming it will be hiking round-trip fares by $20 on some domestic long-haul routes, and Delta last week added an upcharge on its flights to Europe from the U.S. American, United, U.S. Airways announcing last week they were matching the new Delta charge on flights to Europe. Couple of closing notes. First, something you may not have realized. Go ahead and check the calendar. That's right. Today is Friday the 13th. For some, the unluckiest day of them all. In fact, this year, 2012, or 2012 if you prefer, is a banner year for Friday the 13th. We have three of them. Today, another one in April, and another one in July. Last year, we only had one. If you suffer from triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13, well then, either forget I said anything about this, or pull the covers over your head and stay there. Finally, we have something that happened earlier this week at a performance by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in New York City. Something that irritates all of us when it happens at any performance. Someone's iPhone started to ring, and it just kept on ringing. Despite repeated requests to answer it or turn it off, it just kept ringing. The Philharmonic's music director, Alan Gilbert, got fed up and silenced his orchestra as they were performing Gustav Mahler's Ninth Symphony. He stopped them cold, and the iPhone was still ringing. Others in the audience started shouting at this person, who finally turned it off, allowing the orchestra to continue. There it goes again. Wouldn't it be something if we found out Gustav Mahler actually composed this? Maybe it's the 10th Symphony. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
York.